WGIL Sports play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on the Laser is brought to you in part by
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon, here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise.
By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project.
By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare.
By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty.
And now, the WGIL Sports Broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at Downfield Gym, also, if you people try to listen from out of town, thelaseronline.com. Let's send things down to PA announcer Bill Allison.
Let's meet the starting lineups. First for the Purple Raiders from Bloomington, a senior, number 3, Katie Barger. A sophomore, number 4, Emily May. A sophomore, number 5, Sosie Dedekian. A senior, number 23, Marley Davis. And a junior, number 32, Christiana Rose. Bloomington coached by Austin Myers, assisted by Wes Hood, LaMarie Tyra, and Jasmine Brooks. And now let's meet the Silver Streaks. A junior, number 4, Kiara Kilgore. A senior, number 12, Capri Ferguson. A junior, number 14, Alexis Edgerson. A junior, number 30, Antonia Kistler. And a junior, number 34, Soraya Boyd. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Lexi Daniels and Kelsey Legg.
Galesburg Silver Streaks, Bloomington Purple Raiders streaks in their road. Dark gray, white numbers, and white trim. Bloomington in their home whites with purple numbers, purple and gold trim in the center circle for the Purple Raiders. Christiana Rose, I'm guessing about, got to be pushing 6 foot, wouldn't you think? We'll see when Soraya gets next to her.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's easier to gauge from our angle when Soraya gets up next to her.
So Soraya steps in. Yeah, she's quite a bit taller. Got to be probably a good 6 foot. All right, so we'll see how Soraya does. Won the tip earlier today, and she's only not won one tip this season, even against much bigger players. The ball's up. We're ready. The tip again won by Soraya, but Bloomington comes away with it. They stepped in front of Capri, able to grab the ball. They get it down to Rose on the right block, leans in up off the glass, and good. Well, that's a tough matchup. She's got good size to her as well. Rose puts it up and in. Kara Kilgore out high on the left side. Top of the key, it goes to Soraya. Right wing, Capri. Capri Ferguson, Alexis Edgerson. Top of the key, she'll fire the three. Off to the right, no good. Rebound comes away to Emily May.
Emily May almost got tackled by Rose there.
Yeah. Out high right side, this is Barger with it. Now to the left side, it goes to May. Back up top to Sosie Dedekian. Down on the block it goes, and it's knocked away by Capri Ferguson. So a steal for the Streaks and the first turnover by Bloomington, who leads 2-0, 7:15 to play first quarter.
Yeah, well, great recognition by Capri there. She saw that Rose wasn't paying attention and just dribbling the ball out wide.
So we got it down to Soraya from Alexis down on the block, but Rose able to close out. Soraya couldn't get the shot to fall and bring it the other way, Katie Barger. This is a much more talented team than we saw earlier.
Oh, definitely.
This is the record doesn't show it, but they're much better. Marley Davis with it inside. It goes to Rose. Travel with it, though. Good defense by the Streaks, able to close her down.
It's clear their offense goes through Rose because she's touched it every time down the floor.
Bring it back the other way. Streaks trailing 2-0, 6:48 to play first quarter. Capri Ferguson to Shreya Boyd on high right side. Antonia Kistler between the circles. Left wing, Capri looks over the defense, gets to Kiara top of the key. Show fire the three from straight on. Missed it. Rebound comes off, goes to the floor, and knocked away. Yeah, that's what I thought. Knocked away by Alexis Edgerson, but coming away with it is Sosie Dedakian, a sophomore from Bloomington. Working against Antonia Kistler, picks up left of the center circle. Got her bottled up, looking. Finally bounces and gets it to Katie Barger. Barger working against Capri, back to the left wing. It goes to Dedakian, missed the three-pointer, and the rebound's going to go off the foot of either Alexis or Kiera, so it'll go back to Bloomington.
Yeah, unfortunately, they came together there to get the rebound, and neither of them called for it, so it just kind of hit off both of them and went out of bounds.
Inbounding is May, and it comes left baseline, 17-footer, no good by Barger, but Bloomington comes away with a rebound. Now the right baseline, this is May. Inside it goes to Rose. Rose swings it to the left baseline to Dedakian, fires the three-pointer, missed it. Rebound Rose on the weak side, now goes to the floor and gets knocked away by Kiera. Coming up with it is Alexis Edgerson, and she got pushed from behind by Marley Davis. That'll be her first foul. I'm not sure if Davis had lost her balance and was falling that way and trying to keep herself up, or she just reached out and pushed her. It was kind of strange.
Yeah.
All right, Streaks will bring up the length of the court, looking for their first basket here this afternoon after a huge win earlier today, 81-29 over Burlington. Nice look inside from Soraya to Kiera, posted up. Now she's got to pull it back out. Now turns, goes back and lost a handle on it. Good thought. She was kind of bottled up, then pulled it back out, but lost the handles.
Well, the starters seem a little rushed. They kind of are playing like they should have jumped out 15-0 in this game, too. And since it hasn't gone that smoothly for them, they've kind of been a little flustered. They just need to calm down and run their offense.
Capri knocks away the inbound. Now Bloomington inbound from the near sideline. Looking to get in, and and knocked away nearly again, and near travel, but somehow falling to the floor. Dedakin got the pass off. Now Rose has it down the right block, and that's got to be a 3 seconds or a travel, and they called neither one of them. She finally got it off to Barger, missed a shot, but the rebound, we're going to have a tie-up on the rebound between Rose and I think it was Soraya.
Yeah, there. Soraya got the rebound, and Rose tied her up.
And that's going to bring Juniper Schwartzman in. Replacing
Antonio Kistler. Good game in that first one.
Yeah, she had 14, four rebounds, a couple of steals in the game earlier today. A little size in there to help with Rose. This is Capri Ferguson. Inside a go-go. Soraya lost the pass. Thinking about going to the basket before she had a hold of it. Davis comes away with it. Now it is May. May inside, little runner up and good. Streaks trail 4-0. So any thoughts of a continuous clock at this point? I don't know. This is a much, much better team than we saw earlier today. I was just hoping, I guess, based on their record. Nice pass. Capri to Kiera, backdoor wide open. They completely lost her, and the Streaks get on the board with about 4:55 to play here in the first quarter. And now knocked away by Kiera. Capri comes up with it, now rips it away, and foul's going to be called. Yeah. Is it going to be Dedakian? Yep, they called Sosie Dedakian. That's her first, second team foul on the Purple Raiders. That was kind of a tough one for her, but Capri did a nice job of moving the ball around, trying to yank it away while they had their hands on it. So obviously somebody's hand's going to go on her arm in that process with two of them there.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to do in that situation. You don't want to just hold the ball out there. They'll call that jump ball.
Ooh, step back. Alexis didn't pull the trigger on the three. Kicked it back out.
Couldn't get a clean handle. Yeah. I think she was really frustrated because she wanted too bad.
Now Alexis drives right baseline and gets knocked out of bounds. Wow.
Rose.
Yeah, it's on the floor. But I like to see that from Alexis. I like to see her go to the basket. And she's going to be going in against Tall Timbers. But, again, you draw contact. Though, she's a great free throw shooter.
And Rose has the size advantage there. She just kind of got in the way. And Alexis, it was like hitting a brick wall.
Nice inbound pass is Kiera to Soraya Boyd. She goes up over the outstretched arms of Rose and puts it up and in and make it 4-4. 4:14 to play here in the first quarter. Down the block, left side goes to Rose. Bounces down on the right baseline for May. Missed the shot, and it's going to fall out of bounds and go back to the Streaks as Lily Clark comes off the bench, and she will give Alexis Edgerson a break. Lily earlier today with, 5 points in the game, a 3 and a 2, and 7 rebounds for the Streaks.
May kind of caught that ball and just started running towards the basket before she put it up.
Capri Ferguson will trigger the offense. Brings it across. Juniper Schwartzman out on the volleyball spike line. Top of the key, it goes to Soraya Boyd. I thought about the backdoor pass. I'm glad she didn't let that one go because the defense was there. Now Capri's got it right. Baseline penetrates.
Travel.
Yep. Yeah, took an extra step there.
She wanted to make that pass, and a defender jumped in front of her, so she had to wait just a half second. It was enough to get that foot down.
Streaks pick up a full court pressure. On the dribble, this is May in the backcourt. Gets it off to Barger. Barger left wing, goes to Dedeki and fires a three short. Rebound comes down the weak side. Oh, and that's an off. No, she called a travel. She threw the elbow right at Juniper's head in the process. She did travel, but I don't know how you don't call that.
Yeah.
Wow. She had intent on that one. She was trying to clear the way to put up a shot. Now Kiera for three, left wing, missed it. Soraya skies for the rebound, knocked away by Rose.
Oh, that was Rose a bad call.
Yeah, it was. Rose got called for a foul. Oh, man, she better be careful, though. She's like kind of swatting away at the official. That was not a good call because Soraya went high for the rebound. She's coming down. Rose got her hands on it, and unfortunately for her, she picked up her second foul. Yeah, I agree with you. That was a tough call.
Rose hit all ball there, knocked it free, and it was going to be okay because Lily picked it up.
And now inbound play. This time Lily gets behind the defense on the pass from Kiera. She lays it up right side and in. And the Streaks with her first lead, 6-4. In the backcourt, this is Katie Barger, one of the three seniors on this Bloomington roster, working against Capri Ferguson. Great defense by Capri. Now at high right side, it goes to Dedekian. Working against Kiera, goes baseline and gets around, and the traveled no call, kicks it to the left baseline to Barger, 17-footer, no good. Rebound it taken away by Lily Clark. Nice job by Lily, and her outlet pass gets kicked away, and the Streaks will bring up the length of the court. Addie McLaughlin will check in.
Was that a two or three by Barger?
It was a two. Lily in, Addie in, she'll replace Capri Ferguson. 3:03 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 6-4. Juniper Schwartzman on the volleyball, spike line.
Ooh, missed Addie.
Yeah.
Had her cutting through the lane.
Soraya tried to get into a little late on the pass to Kiera, stolen away by Barger. Barger to Davis, left wing, fires a long three-pointer, too strong, and the rebound comes away to Soraya Boyd. Now Kiera's got it. She'll run it across right of the center circle. Now down the right side of the lane, got knocked away. Oh, some contact there, but she got it back, put up a runner off the glass and in, took some contact in the process, no call. But Kiera's got four. And make it 8-4 streaks with 2:29 to play.
Somehow regained the ball there, and now a turnover by Dedekian.
And Lily Clark runs it down the right side, picks it up, kicks it back out to Juniper, top of the key, left wing, Addie McLaughlin, a wide open three, good! Addie McLaughlin, her first basket, good to see her get off early in this one, 11-4 streaks.
She's got to feel good about that one. She had some tough shooting in that first game.
And now a Bloomington turnover, threw it away, full court pressure from the Streaks has an effect. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Antonia Kistler back in. She'll spell Soraya Boyd with 2:07 to play in the quarter. 11-4 Streaks lead after a slow start. Now they're starting to pick it up.
Six turnovers for the Purple Raiders. I almost said the Red Raiders. At Texas Tech.
Yep. Addie McLaughlin, left wing. And tried to get inside to Juniper, but overthrew her, let her a little bit too much. Could have had a foul there. They kind of pushed her on the
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think Addie was expecting her to clear there, and unfortunately when she went into Davis, Davis held her up, and that's how the turnover happened. That was a travel.
Yep, Dedekian gets it off to Davis. Oh, near steal by Antonia Kistler. This is Barger into the paint, left baseline. It goes to May. Three-pointers up and good. For Emily May, she's got five. It's 11-7.
Breaks an 11-0 streak run.
Quickly back the other way. Lily Clark goes up. Barger gets back, hustles back, and blocks the ball away, and the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. That was a good defensive play by Barger. 1:36 to play, 11-7 Streaks here in the first quarter. Kiera to inbound from the right baseline. And it comes to Antonia Kistler. Right back to Kiera, posted up. A little off the glass, got a shot across the face. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but Kiera goes to the free throw line with two
Embry.
Shots. Was that?
Was that Embry? Barger.
Barger, yeah. I said Barger.
Barger.
That's what Bill said. I don't know.
Yeah,
Barger. We'll go with Barger. Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line. She's got 4 points. First shot is away and good. 12-7. Kiera with 7 points in the first game, but with a three and a couple of twos. But they only played about, 5 minutes or so, the starters in that first game, all
at
but Antonia. And that's six now for Kiera. She hits both ends of it. And a near steal by Kiera on the inbound. Now Barger in the backcourt looking for help. Finally gets it across to May. May left to the center circle. Left wing it goes to Dedekian. Back out to May near midcourt. Dribbles right. Now to Davis. Davis gives way to Barger out high right side working against Kiera. Top of the key, now goes left to Davis, a long three-pointer.
Oh, what
air
a flop.
It. Yeah, and the flop, nobody was even close to her. She's looking at the official like, how did you not call that? Addie wasn't even close to her. And she airballed that one bad. I don't know how you think you're going to get a foul when nobody
touched you. I think she was she wanted to call because Antonia got out there and touched her, but it was well after she had come down from the shot.
Good defensive play. They blocked Addie McLaughlin, really good defensive play, but the rebound came right down to Juniper Schwartzman, and she puts it up and in. Make it 15-7 now. Hold on. Juniper? Lily. Interesting. I didn't see that. All right, that's first foul on Lily Clark. And the that's first team foul on the Streaks.
Streaks going to bring back in Soraya, Capri, and Alexis going out. Lily, Addie, McLaughlin, and Juniper.
So Kiara stays on the floor along with Antonia Kistler. Starters back in for the Streaks. This is Barger in the backcourt, or Barger. Brings across midcourt, met by Capri Ferguson. Picks up, now gives out high left side to May. May on the dribble, top of the key, gets to Dedekian, left wing Davis. Davis brings it back out high. That could have been offensive foul. Now she lost it into the backcourt. That should be Streak's ball.
I think Kiara knocked it away.
I wasn't sure.
I think so. I think okay. It looked like she reached in and was able to just get enough of the ball to send it flying. No disagreement from Kiara either.
Dedekian across midcourt in the center circle, working against Kiara. Strictly right-handed there. Now she finally had to go to her left to get out of trouble. Now she goes over there, pushes off, no call. Now Davis top of the key.
Sent Alexis flying on that one.
Barger with it between the circles, down the right side of the lane, throws one up, blocked by Capri, goes out of bounds, and Bloomington will have it on the right baseline. It will be May to inbound, 4.1 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 15-7. Still looking. Finally gets it out high, and Kiara knocks it away and steals it.
Two seconds left.
She'll fire from midcourt. The glass no good. Right on target there. We have played one quarter of basketball. After a slow start, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 15, the Bloomington Purple Raiders 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and thelaseronline.com.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342. Heat.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan, reminding everyone Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go Streaks.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Bloomington with the basketball to start the second quarter. Streaks lead 15-7. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Field, Jim. At a steal by the Streaks, knocked away by Soraya Boyd. Now Capri Ferguson taps it ahead to Kiara. She'll take the three, left wing, too strong. And a rebound, saved in bounds. Nice play by Dedekian. Now Davis up court right side to May. And a nice defensive play. Antonia Kistler blocks the ball, and they call a jump ball. Wow. And the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. That was a great defensive play. So we'll bring it back the other way. It was May.
May. Wow.
Great defensive play by Antonia Kistler. Top of the key, Soraya Boyd. Out high right side, it is Capri. Back door goes to Soraya. Should have just tried to alley-oop that. Now a three from Alexis Ederson. In and out, no good. Out on the left side. Thought that was going to fall. Rolled out, and we'll bring it back the other way. Dedekian with it right at the center circle. Working against Kiara. Now Davis in the center circle against Alexis Ederson. Right side it goes to Barger. Gets a pick. Now back door, and it's
nice
knocked away and stolen by Antonia Kistler. They tried to go back door to Embry. Just a freshman. It's a big girl. Just a freshman. A great defensive
Very
play.
Very athletic
in a row.
Play by Antonia. Yeah. She had to reach back, tip that one up, and then chase it down.
Now Alexis for three from top of the key. Rolls off. No good. Antonia with the rebound gets pushed from behind by Embry.
Been active.
Yeah. It could have been two fouls, but the push is going to go. Who do they? Oh, wait a minute. I thought they called Embry, but no, they actually called May. because Embry pushed her from behind. Now,
full time
Myers, out. Austin Myers calls timeout. I just had to say that. All right, 6:46 to play. First half is Galesburg 15, Bloomington 7. You're listening to Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and thelaseronline.com.
Silvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at silverahealth.com/Galesburg.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Play first half. Streaks lead 15-7 over the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Streaks Invitational, Streaks Shootout, whatever you want to call it. We're playing basketball. Kira Kilgore to inbound from the right baseline for the Streaks off the foul from May, her first. Inbound comes to Alexis Edgerson, right wing. Pulls it out, gets to Antonia Kistler between the circles. Left wing, Capri Ferguson down the left block. It goes to Soraya Boyd, left hand up and in. Good ball movement by the Streaks. First basket of the second quarter. 17-7, Streaks with a 10-point lead. Dedekian in the backcourt gets it across left side. In the corner, trapped and looking for help.
It's
tied up by Capri.
Ooh. They're going to call Capri with a regional. Soraya right there, yeah. I don't know if she didn't believe she was allowed, whatever defense they're in, that was allowed to trap, but she went and trapped and immediately jumped back off of it, kind of leaving Capri on an island.
May with it, out high to Dakin near the center circle. Left wing to Davis, back to Dakin, out near midcourt and trapped up again, nearly traveled with it, got back a hold of the ball and then tried to get to Embry and it's knocked away by the Streaks.
Oh, was it?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I guess so. I thought you just threw it away, but you're right.
Yeah, I think somebody got a hand.
Staying down there.
So they'll inbound near sideline. It'll be May down to Embry, down to the block, gets it up, no good. Kept the rebound alive, but Antonia Kistler comes away with it for the Streaks. Capri Ferguson on the run. Down court it goes to Kira. Drives left baseline, gets pushed, now reverses, kicks it over to Alexis Edgerson. She doesn't pull the trigger, but she drives, pulls up a little 10-footer, missed it. Antonia Kistler with the rebound. Tried to get to Soraya Boyd. She had to run the pass down. A little bit too close on that one, but the Streaks reset. This is Capri down the right side of the lane, gets past him and lays it up and in. Nice move. Good recognition by Capri Ferguson. Love the growing confidence of her going to the basket.
Right. No, I totally agree. That's something that needs to be done.
Davis across midcourt
really
left side.
Really opens up the offense when you can do that.
They had the advantage, and there was a two-on-one, and Antonio Kistler makes the steal.
Fourth.
Now Kiara down the left side of the lane, lays it up left hand and in. She's got eight, and it's 21-7 Streaks. Dedekian on the far end. Now high left side. This is Barger, drives in. Now split the defenders. That was a good move by Barger. I don't know how she got through the defenders, but she laid it up and in. Did that kind of ball up over the top move.
Streaks ran a 21-3 run before that bucket from Barger.
Top of the key, Kiara fires the three. Good! Now she's feeling it. Had a three in the game earlier as well. She's got 11, 24-9 Streaks. Dedekian across midcourt right side. I don't think Bloomington wants to be playing at this pace that the Streaks are. As Alexis Edgerson knocks one away, it'll go back to Bloomington into the
I did not have her with up. A three earlier. You have her with a three earlier?
The one she just hit.
Right.
I meant earlier in the day.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I meant earlier in the day. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Wait a minute. My stats are off.
Yeah. Nope, you're right.
I'm like,
right.
I have 11 without her getting a three before that.
24-9 Streaks lead. Luna Ramirez Gutierrez in the game for Bloomington.
And you have to say the whole name every time.
You do. You got two last names. And she's got the ball, and she just double dribbled, and they didn't call it. Dropped it and picked it up and dribbled again. Davis, now this is May between the circles. Good defense by the Streaks. May, right wing to Ramirez Gutierrez. Now at the free throw line. Barger drives down the left side, blocked partially by Lily Clark, and Lily with a rebound. Lily on the run for the Streaks. Down the right side lane. Nice dish to Kiara running for left side, lays it up and in.
Great pass right there by Lily.
26-9 Streaks. Across midcourt it goes to today.
Oh, that was a carry right from the official.
Left wing. Davis fires a three. Didn't flop this time. Nobody near. Addie McLaughlin with a rebound. Addie on the run. Down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Lily Clark on the right baseline. Goes to the wing. Now penetrates. Gets pushed. No call. Now
a lot Juniper of contact.
My goodness, yeah. Now Addie McLaughlin with it. Top of the key, Juniper. Now it's Soraya right wing to Addie McLaughlin. Now it's Lily. She'll fire the three. Top of the key. Too strong. Rebound comes away to Dedekian for Bloomington. Gets it across midcourt. Working against Kiara. Kiara knocks it away, but Barger comes up with it. She's got it out high on the left side. 3:23 to play first half. 26-9 streaks lead. Right wing, it's Davis. Now Ramirez-Gutierrez. Now goes to Dedekin. Out between the circles. Now they look like they're worn out and just don't know what to do.
Oh, yeah, they look real tired.
Oh, now Lily, unfortunately, got kind of a push from behind on Barger. That's going to be her first foul. No, second foul. Yep, second foul on Lily Clark. Third team foul, and this is going to bring Rose back into the game. And she replaces May. Ramirez Gutierrez to inbound. And it comes to Dedekian. She's got it out high on the left side. Guys to the free throw line. Gives to Barger, top of the key. Now down the left side lane, splits the defenders, lays it up. Missed it, though. Rebound, Juniper Schwartzman. Now it's Addie McLaughlin with it, with under 3 minutes to play. First half, streaks leading 26-9. Hands off to Kiera out high on the left side. It's picked from Juniper Sports. Now down the right side of the lane, right by the defenders, lays it up and took some contact.
Hey, you know, always a pet peeve of mine when I played, when I coached and broadcasting, if she's got a head of steam like that coming down the lane, if you're just going to stick your hand in there, what's the point?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
either got to foul her so she yeah. can't get the shot up, or you've got yeah. to just let her go.
Because she had an easy layup coming out
right.
and then took some contact last second on the way up as Kiera converts the three-point play. She's 3 for 3 from the line. 16 points, 29-9 is the streak's lead. Soraya gets a break. Antonia Kistler back in for the streaks. This is Barger on the dribble, working against Lily Clark, left wing, Davis. Down to Rose on the left block, kicks it back out to nobody, and Ramirez Gutierrez ran it down. Now a three-pointer up and no good by Dedekian, and Juniper Schwartzman comes away with it. Addie McLaughlin now for the streaks. Stops, top of the key, straight on.
Oh, it
bounced high off the back rim, but who's there for the rebound? Antonia Kistler gets it off to Kiera. Now top of the key. Addie Schultz. Oh, thought about the three. They closed out. Now drives down the right side. Lays up. Took. Oh, got hammered.
A lot of contact.
My goodness. Wow. Couldn't hit it because she took a shot from, I think it was Rose that time. And Bloomington takes it the other way. This is Davis across midcourt left of the center circle working against Addie McLaughlin. Now it's Barger with it. Out on the right side working against Lily Clark. Stops the free throw line. 15-footer is up and no good. Rebound Juniper Schwartzman. Addie McLaughlin will trigger for the streaks. Brings it across. Gets to Antonia Kistler. Now it's Juniper Schwartzman, top of the key. 1:35 to play in the half. 29-9 streaks. Addie McLaughlin for three. Left wing. Rolls off. No good. Rebound comes away to Barger. Barger on the run now. Down the left side. Leans in. Up off the glass. Oh, rolls. Have used
wow.
the rim. Went all the way around a couple of times before it fell through.
They're finally in double digits. A minute 18 left in the first half, they finally hit double digits.
Four for Barger, and now
a
technical.
Oh, no, we had a technical on Austin, Coach Myers, which.
I'm not sure why.
I'm guessing he felt like there was contact on that layup by Barger.
Well, he's going to have to sit the rest of the game now.
Yeah. He's talking to their scorekeeper. I don't know.
I don't know.
And Juniper's going to shoot him.
So Juniper Schwartzman will shoot the technical shots and rolls off on the first one. Like earlier today, well, she was 4 for 4 from the line.
Well, she split hits these
the second.
Two.
3 points for Juniper. 30-11 is the streak's lead, and they'll have it with 1:11 to play here in the first half. Here to inbound from the near sideline. Gets into Addie McLaughlin out near midcourt.
The only thing I can think of is he felt there was contact on that layup, and the streaks have gotten a couple of those where it's been an and one.
Yeah. Addie McLaughlin stops at the free throw line. Kicks back to Lily Clark on the right wing. Now to Antonia Kistler in the lane. Pulls up a little 10-footer. Missed it. Took some contact on that. Gets the rebound. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Rose just picked up her third foul. That was not a smart one. So Kiera kept that ball alive. Tapped it right after Antonia's miss. Kiera tapped it right back to her. She went up again, and Rose smacked her right across the wrist. That is her third foul. That puts Antonia Kisworth free throw line. That one uses all the rim and falls through. Antonia Kisler, 5'8 junior. Well, second one was up and good. They handed the ball already, and they blew the horn to get to sub in, but they waited for her to shoot the next one. Now Kayla Pendergast in, replacing Kiara. Also, who else checked in? Oh, Addison Peck came in for Antonia, or Kiara, one of them. 32-11 streaks lead, 40 seconds to play first half. Left wing, Davis for Bloomington. Top of the key, Ramirez Gutierrez. Now down the right side to Dakin. Shot blocked by Addison Peck. Okay.
Yeah,
I thought he was pointing at Addison.
Nope.
They're saying she was out of bounds.
Exactly.
Yeah. She came down with the ball after Addison's block and was out of bounds. I thought he was pointing at her initially and was going to call a late foul. Great defensive play by Addison Peck. Had
one
like that earlier in the day, the other game,
right,
too. Not earlier this game. Addison Peck with it out high, left wing. Kayla Pendergast, Addie McLaughlin, out high right side. Lily Clark bounces for Addie McLaughlin, 15 seconds of play. Lily Clark with 14. Oh, and the streaks turn it over.
Yeah, I think they were trying to set up Kayla for a three.
Barger stole it away, goes down, lays it up and in. She's got all six of their points here in the second quarter. 4 seconds play, Addie McLaughlin with three. Lily Clark, right wing, fires a long 18-footer. Missed it at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. Streaks in control. It's Galesburg 32, Bloomington 13. We will take a timeout, come back with our halftime report, run down the halftime scoreboard. We will run down halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at 32-13 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser, on thelaseronline.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
As another year draws to a close and we reflect back on the journey,
we are ever reminded that even in the face of challenges, love, hope, and compassion endure.
At Hinchliffe Pearson West, we want to express our sincere thanks for the confidence you have placed in us.
You have entrusted us with the honor of paying tribute to those you love most, and we are so grateful.
I'm Todd Ettinger,
Alan Palmer,
Carrie Walters,
and Dennis Landon.
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon is here for you and your family in your time of need.
At Lowe's, every pro is an MVP to us. That's why MVP's Pro Rewards members can earn bonus points on select products and brands like PowerPro, Weehaw, and Valspar. Then redeem your bonus points for exciting rewards like tools, sports memorabilia, Lowe's e-gift cards, and more. Join Lowe's MVP's Pro Rewards today to start earning. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Subject to program terms. While supplies last. Points expire at end of calendar year. Visit Lowe's.com/L/ProLoyalty terms for details. Now through 1-823.
I've been holiday shopping at Kohl's, and I've got to admit, their deals are some of the best I've seen. I've been earning Kohl's cash every day while saving an extra 25% on top of 50% off cute PJs and 40% off comfy slippers. Plus, I just got 30% off super soft Koolaburra by UGG bedding. With more gifts and more savings at Kohl's, the holidays just got so much cozier. Select styles. Offers end December 18th. Koolaburra by UGG. Coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
WGIL Sports live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Ford of Galesburg Halftime Report. Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Bloomington Purple Raiders 32-13. Well, Eric, it was a little bit of a slow start for the Streaks, but once they got their groove, they played a really good rest of the first quarter and first half.
Yeah, I felt like it was one of those times, Tom, where they just saw how easy things came to them in the first game, that they thought it was just going to be as easy. They were going to come down, they were going to get layups. There wasn't going to be a lot of ball pressure. And then once they adjusted to the ball pressure by the defense of Bloomington and how Bloomington was moving on their offense, it seemed like the Streaks really put it together.
Yeah, you know, that Burlington team earlier, there was just like no aggressiveness from them. They were just all tentative with the ball. That's not the case with this Bloomington team. Not great ball handlers or a great team, but they're much more aggressive, and they're not, right. You know, they're not going to back down. So the Streaks are just going to have to take it, which is what kind of what they've been doing. All right, so our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Of course, the Streaks won the game earlier this afternoon, or actually it was this morning by the time we got done, 81-29 over Burlington. The sophomores defeated Burlington 56-38. Sophomores won here the earlier game. You know what? I wrote it on the other side. 62-30 over Bloomington. Our halftime score here, 32-13. Of course, the girls will take on Pekin coming up on Tuesday night. We'll be on the road for that one in the, I don't know what they call it, the Dragon Dome. I have no idea what they call it over there. That was their big indoor facility they had over there with the dome. They called it that, but I don't know what they called their gym. It's probably, maybe, I wonder if it's Dowdy Hawkins' gym. Longtime coach there. Could be. I'll find out when I get there. Yeah. I've only been in that gym once, never done a game from there. So that'll be coming up Tuesday night. And then, of course, the annual Mattoon Girls Holiday Tournament, 43rd annual event for that one. We'll play on Tuesday, December 27th, a 1 o'clock game in the afternoon against Sullivan. Then we'll play that out also later that afternoon, 4:30 against Champaign Central. And then the only one we know for sure is Wednesday the 28th. We will have a 10 a.m. game against St. Anthony out of Effingham. And then what we do in the first three games determines what will happen later on Wednesday night into Thursday as well. Galesburg High boys are in action as we speak, playing at the Iowa-Illinois shootout against the North Scott Lancers, that game at Augustana College. We'll see if we can get an update on that one for you coming up as well. Boys are down 19-14 in that one early in that game. So close one so far. Boys coming off a win at Geneseo last night. Good win over the Maple Leafs, first Western Big Six Conference win for the Streaks last night. All right, we're at halftime. Streaks leading 32-13. We will take a timeout here and come back and run down our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and thelaseronline.com.
Tis the season for the giving of the green.
I am Santa Claus.
You could win $500 with the Laser's Christmas with the Benjamins. Unlock an entry at thelaseronline.com with today's cash code word. Brought to you by Ford of Galesburg. Submit to code word BACON at thelaseronline.com and you'll be in Monday's random drawing for a chance to win $500. Each day, there'll be a different cash code word and you can enter to win once per daily code word. Each code word you enter throughout the week increases your chances at winning the cash. BACON is the code word that'll give you access to today's registration at thelaseronline.com. Christmas with the Benjamins from Ford of Galesburg and Pure Rock, 92.7 FM. The Laser.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh. Fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Bloomington Purple Raiders 32-13. Our halftime stats brought to you by Yamato Group on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Kiara Kilgore. She's had the hot hand, 16 points, and there was a chunk of the second quarter she sat. And
right.
I'm guessing he'll have the starters out there at least to start the third quarter. Just to guess this time. I don't know. The game is in control, but, I mean, this team is
going to
go
probably
away.
Right, especially since they didn't play much in the first one.
So Kiara was 16, including a three-pointer and three for three from the line. 2 points for Capri Ferguson on a basket. Two for Antonia Kissler on two for two from the line. Four for Soraya Boyd on a couple of baskets. Three for Juniper Schwartzman on a basket. One for two from the line on a technical shot. 3 points for Addie McLaughlin on a three-pointer. Two for Lily Clark on a basket. 6 for 7 from the line. I like those stats so far today. 2 3-pointers in the ballgame for the Streaks. 6 points for Katie Barger leading the way for Bloomington. 5 for Emily May on a 3 and a 2, and 2 points for Christiana Rose. And she was in foul trouble already with 3. Just the 1 3-pointer. No free throw attempts for Bloomington.
11 turnovers for the Purple Raiders. Streaks only turned the ball over 6 times in that first half. Streaks out rebound 20-12, 7-4 on the offensive end. Bloomington shot the ball 6 of 23 from the field, 1 of 8 from downtown. The Streaks, on the other hand, 12 of 29, 2 of 12 from distance.
All right, 32-13 is our halftime score. Galesburg Silver Streaks, Bloomington Purple Raiders. Again, when we get scores, we'll update you on the boys here. Their game is on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL. They're playing at the Iowa-Illinois Shootout at Augustana College against North Scott out of Iowa. And I think it's like the fourth game there today, maybe the fifth game. I don't know. They got a whole schedule there. It was really interesting. Eric and I talked about this off the air. Jay Redfern had given me this information that Pierre Quest and Notre Dame are playing at a shootout in Columbia, Missouri. It's in honor of former Missouri coach Norm Stewart. The Norm Stewart shootout, I believe it was called. It's like either 2 or 3 days straight. And I'm talking 24 hours worth of basketball, because I think Pierre Quest was playing at like 6 o'clock in the morning, either yesterday or today. Of course, Elmer Dickerson, a former Streak, he was actually their first basketball coach at Quest. He's actually the athletic director at Quest now. But they were playing there, and Notre Dame's playing down there. Just a weird, weird format. So you could be playing at 2 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 8 at night, midnight.
I suppose if you love high school basketball, that's
go.
The place to be, because you can watch it for 3 days.
Absolutely. All right. So Bloomington with the basketball to start the second half. This is Dedekian. Stolen away by Kiara Kilgore.
Kiara. That should have been double dribble. Yeah, it will be a double dribble.
Yeah. The trail official is the one that saw it. The others didn't. No argument from Kiara. Did she hit it with both hands? I couldn't tell what happened.
After she knocked it away, she tried to bounce it, picked it up, and then tried dribbling it again.
Well, got the steal anyway, but Streaks turned it back over. Now Soraya Boyd knocks it away. Couldn't pull that one out of the air. Knocked it away, though. And Bloomington inbound on the near sideline.
Frontliner in volleyball at the net there.
Yeah, blocked it with both hands. Barger kicks it out to May. Now it's Davis, three-pointer left wing, missed it. Rebound comes down to the hands of Rose, kicks out to the right wing to Dakin, top of the key. May back to Dakin on the right wing, bounces for Rose down the right block, traveled with it, yep. Yeah, took a little hop. Good defense by Antonia Kistler.
Rose looked like she was going to be a big factor in this game early on. Yeah. She got that first two. She got a couple rebounds like in the opening minutes, and she's been rather silent since. The two fouls didn't help, but or three fouls.
Yeah,
now, I
three,
guess.
Yeah. Left wing, Kiara Kilgore. Capri Ferguson between the circles. 7-12 to play here in the third quarter. 32-13 Streaks. Left wing, Capri. Backdoor pass, Soraya. Wide open up off the glass
they
and in on the right
lost
side.
Her. They had no clue where she was.
6 for Soraya, 34-13 is the Streaks lead. Barger with it on the dribble. Out high right side to May, to Barger, top of the key. Now it's to Dakin with it out high right side. Right baseline it goes outside the three-point arc to May. Now back to Barger. To Dakin, got it inside to Rose. Just went right through her hand. She didn't see it coming. The Streaks come up with a steal. Now stolen away by Barger, but then she lost it out of bounds. So the Streaks will get it back at midcourt. 6:39 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a 34-13 lead. By the way, the Streaks starters did come back on the floor. They'll be in for, I'm guessing, not even the entire quarter. We'll see what kind of more of a lead we build here. Kind of a slow start to the third quarter as well, though. Alexis Edgerson, right wing, Capri Ferguson, and stolen away.
Stolen away. That should have been a double dribble on Davis.
Yeah.
Dribbled it twice to get control of it, picked it up, and then started dribbling up the floor.
Then it's knocked away from her from behind. All the Streaks just kind of stood there, though, after.
I don't think they had any thought that Barger was going to be able to save that ball back in bounds.
Yeah.
It was a very athletic play by Barger.
Antonia Kistler knocks it away on the near side. They'll have it back on the near sideline. It'll be made inbound. 6:24 to play. Third quarter, 34-13 Streaks. Barger out high right side to Dakin. Back to Barger between the circles. She backs up to the center circle. Working against Capri Ferguson.
Oh, geez.
Now Antonia's going to get called for a foul. She ran over. Who was setting the pick? Dedekian? Didn't see her coming.
Well, and then she literally ran over. Yeah. She ended up tripping over her.
Yeah. So that goes against Antonia. Her first foul, first team foul in the second half. Barger. Dedekian fires a three, right baseline, in and out, no good. Antonia Kisser with the rebound gets, was going to call a jump ball. Thought they had more arm than ball, but the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Antonia all over the place.
Yeah. She's got 6 rebounds, 4 steals, and a block to go with her 2 points.
Right baseline, Soraya Boyd outside the three-point arc. Back to Capri Ferguson out high right side. Right baseline, Alexis Edgerton steps back, fires a three. Oh, off the rim, no. Rebound that time. Oh, now why was that tie-up not called? Antonia had it tied up with Rose. She's able to pull it away. Now Barger with it down the left side of the lane. Yeah, we're gonna and get that was a quick whistle.
I feel like that was an anticipatory call right there. They're going
because he's calling it on the floor.
Yeah, he called
Capri, up in the air
too.
Right, who knows? That's two on Capri. 34-13, and it comes to Barger left wing. Now Rose with a fake.
Traveled.
Yeah. She made a nice fake.
Yeah, she tried to do the up-and-under move, but what she doesn't understand was she shuffled her feet. She's asking the bench why she got called. It was because she shuffled her feet. She didn't keep a pivot foot.
Well, she kept one, then she kept another.
Right.
Antonia in the paint. Nice high arcer on the pass from Capri Ferguson. Off the glass and in. That's a tough angle to do that shot. She's got 4. 36-13 streaks. Dedekian with it on the dribble out high, working against Kara Kilgore. In and out, Kara stops for each time. She pulls it back out. This is May with it. Picks up, looking for help. Gets to Barger out in the center circle. 5 minutes to play, third quarter, 36-13 streaks lead. Barger on the dribble. Crosses over into the paint, runs over Capri. Now she gets the ball back. Capri's back up on her. Barger on the dribble. Good defense by the streak. They just can't get anything going. Be careful there. Capri had a hand on her. Don't want to get called for that. Now Barger again. Top of the key. 4:42 to play. Inside to Rose. Oh,
no, they're going to get Soraya with a push.
Yeah.
The better question is how long were they going to let Rose sit in the middle of the lane?
Yeah.
She was in there well over 3 seconds because they didn't see her initially.
That is the first on Soraya. And Antonia Kissler will go to the bench. And that brings Juniper Schwartzman. She'll match up with Rose now. Inbound to
Davis.
Davis missed the three. Rebound Juniper Schwartzman.
Juniper had to pull Rose's hand off her head and then still had enough wherewithal to catch the ball.
Alexis Edgerton drives right side. Little runner up off the glass. Came up short. Rebound comes down to Dedekian. Now a steal by Kiera, went from behind and just grabbed it away from Dedekian. Now Kiera, one on two down, getting pushed the whole way, and they're not calling it. Leans in. Now they're going to call the foul on the shot. Kiera was getting pushed away from the basket the whole time. Finally, they called it on the shot. She couldn't get it to fall, but she will go to the free throw line with 2 shots. The foul went against Dedekian. That's her second. And Kiera Kilgore at the free throw line with 2 shots. Had 16 points in the first half. Hasn't scored yet in the second until now. Now with 17. 37-13 is the streak's lead. Well, the way things were going early, we didn't think there was any chance it was going to be a continuous clock game.
I felt like you were trying to reverse drink jinx us.
Well, kind of. We're getting in the ballpark now as Kiera hits both.
Well, Kiera.
Five for five from the line. Yeah.
Or afternoon, I suppose.
18 points, 38-13, streaks lead, 4:08 to play third quarter. A new player in for Bloomington is Carly Anderson. She's a freshman and just lost it into the backcourt. Or did we knock it away? Nope, yeah, she just lost it. Wasn't sure if Soraya got a hand on her or not. Streaks will inbound in from in front of their own bench with exactly 4 minutes to play in the third, leading 38-13. Capri to set the offense. High post, Juniper, left wing to Kiera for three. Good! Her second of the ball game. She's got 21, and it's 41-13, and we're that much closer.
She definitely is trying to make up for the lack of points she got in the first game.
Yep. Oh, now a three from left wing from the freshman Anderson. She answers with a three of her own. Well, that's unfortunate. Good for her, but unfortunate.
Their first points of the third quarter.
Oh, yeah. Left wing, Kiera. Top of the key, it goes to Capri. Back to Kiera. She's going to fire another three. And good again. Hey, anything you can do, I can do better.
Right.
Don't let the freshman hit another one, though. Guard her this time, please. 44-16, 3:18 to play third quarter. Barger brings it across in the center circle, met by Capri Ferguson. Dribbles left down the left side of the lane, pulls up, wildly puts a shot up, no good. Capri with a rebound. Capri on the run, getting pushed. He gets knocked to the floor. Thank you. There we go. Barger gets called for the foul. She knocked Capri to the floor. I'm guessing Barger must be the guard Lexi was talking about in the pregame because she said they have a really quick guard. I'm guessing it's her.
Right. At first I was thinking, is she talking about May or is she talking about Dedekian? But, yeah, it's got to be Barger because she's the – she's kind of taken over the ball handling duties.
Well, Kira goes to the bench. Lily Clark back in. Capri goes to Addie McLaughlin back in. Alexis Edgerson right wing. Now Addie McLaughlin back to Alexis on the right wing. Swing it over to Lily Clark. Left wing. Fire. Nope. On top of the three-point arc. Short. Just she stepped over it as she put the shot up. Just had about an inch over. Can't be on the line at all. Got to be behind it. But the shot was no good anyway. Barger on top of the three-point arc. Drives in. Just a little Euro step there. Puts it up and in. There's second basket of the second half, 44-18. And now
Barger tipped it, tipped the pass from A. McLaughlin to Alexis, and it goes out of bounds.
Antonia Kissler checks back in. She'll replace Soraya Boyd. So Lily Clark to inbound, 2:35 to play third quarter, 44-18 streaks. Addie McLaughlin, Antonia Kissler, left wing to Lily Clark. Now Addie out high right side. It goes to Alexis Edgerson, right baseline. Lily
thought
picks
about
it
the
up.
Three.
Bounce, tried to bounce inside for Antonia, but it gets knocked away by Embry. And now who's going to inbound? Somebody, nobody's going to inbound. Yeah, now Lily Clark will go take care of it. She'll inbound from the right baseline, 2:21 to play in the quarter. And it comes to Alexis Edgerson, right back down on the block to Antonia Kissler, little baby hook, no good. Juniper Schwartz with the rebound, fights for it. We're going to have a jump ball call, though. Good hustle by Juniper. Good play there. That was a really nice move by Antonia. Couldn't get that one to fall, though. Tough shot, wouldn't fall. Possession arrow points toward Bloomington. 44-18 streaks lead, 2:14 to play here in the third. Dedakin walks it across, met by Alexis Edgerson. And Alexis knocks it away. Dedakin able to get it back. Good defense. How about a five call maybe? Now nearly runs into her own player, Davis, but gets it back. Now it's Barger with it on the volleyball spike line. Under 2 minutes play, she's kind of standing there looking around. Now she puts it on the floor. Good defense by Lily Clark. And, ooh, got a shoulder from Davis there. Lily did. Now inside it goes to Embry. Back out to Dakin. Now it's Barger with it. Left elbow. Pulls it back out. Now Davis out high right side. Fires a three. Finally hit one.
She was 0-5 before that one.
She was going to keep shooting them, though. 44-21. Now a drive by Alexis Edgerson.
Nice
dump
pass.
Dump off to Juniper Schwartzman. Puts it up. In. She went up as if she was going to shoot the ball and dump the pass down to Juniper Schwartzman, who puts it up and in. 46-21 streaks. 1:19 to play in the third. Anderson drives left baseline. Shot blocked by Juniper Schwartzman. And it'll go back to the Purple Raiders. Good defense by Juniper. Blocked the freshman Anderson. 1:13 to play now, and it'll be Dedakin to inbound from the left baseline for Bloomington. It comes to Barger. Left wing, drives into the paint, scoops up a shot, too hard, keeps the rebound alive. Embry comes down with it, puts it up off the glass and in.
Fortunately, Juniper couldn't find the ball. Yeah. She was down there right in the middle of everything, just could not find the basketball.
I should have never said anything, should
yeah.
I have? Now, Addie with a three-pointer top of the key, missed it. Rebound, Antonia Kissler. Addie, right wing to Alexis Edgerson, back to Addie McLaughlin, left wing Lily Clark fires a three, good! Lily back on the board, she's got 5, 49-23, 42 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Barger will walk it up for the Purple Raiders, 35 to play across midcourt, met by Lily Clark. Barger on the dribble, between the circles, goes left. Pulls it back out between the circles. We're 25 to play. Are we working for one or we just not know what we're doing? I'm not sure.
I'm going option B.
Yeah. Now Davis. Now it looks like they're trying to run something and run some time. 17 to play. They're going to try to isolate Barger. Nice defense by Lily. Cuts her off. Now Davis top of the key. Penetrates and took a couple of steps. And Juniper blocked the shot. And now Davis fouled Antonia Kissler trying to go after the rebound. Got away with the travel but ended up with a foul.
Right.
Two on Davis. That's three team fouls now in Bloomington. 7 seconds to play. Addie McLaughlin brings it across with five. Right wing Alexis Edgerson with three. Got to get a shot off. Penetrates and drives in. Scoops a shot up. Oh, reversed. Too late, though. But streaks in control after three. It is Galesburg 49, Bloomington 23. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on the 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Go get them, Silver Streaks. This is Jeff Klink from Galesburg Nissan. Reminding everyone, Galesburg Nissan has the area's largest and nicest rental car fleet, an awesome detail shop, Galesburg Car Care, and we are driven to create customers for life. A free lifetime warranty with no gimmicks. Every fifth oil change is free for life, and a free loaner car for life. Galesburg Nissan, Galesburg Nissan Car Rental, Galesburg Car Care, and Galesburg Nissan Pre-Owned Auto Center all say, let's go streets.
A warm home on a cold night makes you feel safe, content, and fortunate. So let me ask, is it worth $69 to know you'll have a winter full of warm and cozy evenings? Hi, I'm Autumn Cantorini with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. One of the best ways to keep your energy bills low and lower the risk of extensive repairs down the road is to get your heating system cleaned and tuned every year. At Neil Thomas, we'll do that for just $69. And if we find you need a repair, we'll give you a 10% discount on it. Give us a call at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, 342-HEAT.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Starters back in for the Streaks, 49-23. Tom Aerdeth, Eric Gibson.
Or at least
we want to get a quick 4 points.
Three
maybe.
Of the starters.
Oh, okay. Oh, Juniper's in there, too. Get it down to Juniper on the block. Juniper up off the glass and in on the feed from Kiara Kilgore.
Eddie McLaughlin in there with them, too.
51-23, Streaks, 7:34 to play. Halftime, Galesburg High boys trailing at the Iowa Illinois shootout, 35-29. North Scott with the lead over the Streaks at the half. That game on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL. 7:23 to play in the game here. Streaks with a 51-23 lead. Nearly come away. Oh, they do get the turnover, nearly a steal, but the ball went off of Barger. Pass was too high. Now the Streaks a chance to get to that mark where the clock will not stop.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Addie McLaughlin will bring across 2-3 zone from Bloomington.
Judging by the lamp on the floor, Coach Massey doesn't mind it either.
Exactly. Now Kiara Kilgore, left wing, Addie McLaughlin. Backdoor pass, Juniper Schwartz, and gets hammered.
Geez.
Man, that should be intentional. The way she came down.
The only thing I would say was that she did come down on the ball.
She did. I don't know if she meant to, but right. She did, I guess.
Rose just dropped her full arm, just like a hammer on Juniper, but she did get ball too, so I think that's the difference.
Her
there.
Fourth foul, first free throw good by Juniper Schwartzman. 52-23, 7:04 to play. Lily Clark set to check in. Second shot up and good. There it is. We will have continuous clock from here on out. Addison Peck in as well.
Except for this moment.
Yes, Kayla Pendergast in as well as Alexis Edgerson. And Kiara go out. So the Streaks, 53-23, 7:02 to play. Right wing, this is Anderson to Dedekin. Now Davis has it out high. Left wing, it goes to his right wing before. Now left wing to Barger. Barger on the dribble to Davis. She'll fire another three out high on the right side. Missed that one. Rebound. Addison Peck.
Addison?
It was either Addison or Kayla. We knew that. Lily Clark fires a 15-footer right wing. Missed it. And a tie-up on the rebound between Kayla Pendergast and I think it was Dedekian. Sosie Dedekian. The possession arrow points toward Bloomington. Clock running, 6:25 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 53-23 lead over the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Barger walks it across right of the center circle. Now left of the center circle to Dedekin, back to Barger. Barger crosses over down the right side, right wing. It goes to Anderson. She penetrates and took an extra step, gets to Rose, and she took an extra step as well, but missed the shot. Not sure how you don't. She stepped and picked up the pivot foot.
I'm guessing part of it's the desire not to blow the whistle very much here.
Yeah, just get it over with. I don't know. But, you're not stopping the clock anyway. But now, Kayla tried to get it down inside to Addison Peck, but Rose knocked it away. Now, Dedekin runs down the right side, lays it up, missed it, and the rebound, Lily Clark. Lily on the run. Streaks with numbers. Yep, they're going to slow it down, though. Addie McLaughlin brings it across. Right down the middle of the court, goes into Rose and gets hammered. No call. Now we have a tie-up between Addison Peck and Rose, and the possession of points toward the Streaks this time. Substitute May back in for Bloomington. She'll replace Dedekian. 5:20 to play and counting. 53-23 Streaks lead. Addie McLaughlin inbound on the right baseline. Out high it comes to Kayla Pendergast, now Lily Clark. Addie McLaughlin right wing down on the right block goes to Addison Peck, leans in. Took a little contact there, couldn't get the shot to fall.
I think the strength difference between her and Rose kind of threw her.
Yeah. Now Anderson with a three-pointer left wing, no good, and that's got to
be
travel.
A travel.
Yeah, thank you. Rose got the rebound again. She took, slid back two steps. And then, there was some contact. That's what she wanted, but that was after the travel when she went up with the shot. 4:42 to play. Now a three-pointer left wing. Kayla Pendergast in and out, no good. Rebound Antonia Kistler, and Rose is going to foul out of the ball game. Well, that one from Kayla Pendergast, it was down in, and just I hate when that happens. It's down in, it's did everything but just fall through the net. So Rose fouls out of the ball game.
She finishes the game with just 2 points but 6 rebounds.
That basket early in the game was it for her.
Very first possession by them, yeah. I believe.
Now Addie McLaughlin, three-pointer left wing. Bounces high, no good. Rebound comes away to Anderson for Bloomington. Now it's Barger with it across midcourt left side. 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Barger just going to take her time and set things up. Huh? She's just looking to isolate her exactly what she's doing. Yep, and went traveled through three streaks and laid it up and in. It's easy to get through when you can take the extra step. Now Addie McLaughlin gets to Lily Clark right baseline, picks up, looks for help, and gets knocked to the floor, and the streaks turn it over. Anderson took it away. Now Barger.
And that should have been double dribble.
Yep, there we go. That official saw it. Again, just a really late call because
Addie McLaughlin was gone
for the steal.
He was assuming that either the trail official or the official in front of the play would have called it, but neither of them did, so he finally just blew the whistle.
3:20 to play and counting. Streaks lead 53-25. Left wing, Kayla Pendergast. Left baseline goes to Antonia Kistler. Now left wing, Addie McLaughlin. Left baseline, Kayla Pendergast fires a three, short. And the rebound, Lily Clark on the weak side, up off the glass and in. She's got 7, make it 55-25 streaks. Under 3 minutes to play. Anderson drives baseline, cut off by Addison Peck. And that's
that
a double dribble.
Yes,
thank you.
And we got it
Ramirez
that time.
Gutierrez, she caught it, dropped it, dribbled, then dribbled, picked it up and dribbled it again. And then drove. All right, 2:40 to play. Clock running. 55-25 streaks lead. Left wing, Kayla Pendergast with it. Back out to Addie McLaughlin. Top of the key on the dribble. Back out to Kayla. Now down the left side lane, Antonia Kistler. A little turnaround, baby hook. Oh, rolls off, no good. Addison Peck with a rebound up off the glass, too strong. And Antonia Kistler with another rebound. A little baby hook, too strong on that one. Addison Peck with a rebound, puts it up. Got it and one. Great perseverance by the streaks. So Addison Peck with a chance at the three-point play.
Who took that very first shot? Was it?
Antonia did.
The very first one's Antonia.
Yeah. So she got two shots at it, and Addison got two shots at it, made the second one. The foul went against, Ramirez Gutierrez. Addison Peck at the free throw line. Shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Kayla Pendergast. Now Barger has it for Bloomington. 1:44 to play, 57-25 streaks. Barger on the dribble out between the circles. Gets to Davis right wing. She'll pull it back out. And now a foul on Addie McLaughlin. Davis switched directions and Addie got a hand on her. And they still run some time off the clock. As we'll set and they will inbound from in front of their own bench. In it comes to Davis. Now Barger at the free throw line. Ramirez Gutierrez kicks out to Ariana Buss, who's in. She's just a sophomore. She penetrates, kicks back out to Barger, 105 to play. Now Davis out near the center circle working against Addie McLaughlin. Be careful there, Addie. You're going to get. Now Davis just pushed her. Streaks fans saw it. Nobody else did. The officials didn't see it. Left wing. Ooh, an ear steal by Antonia Kistler. Now Anderson with it out left of the center circle, 48 seconds play. Barger, left side, kicks out to Buss. Ramirez Gutierrez with it. Back to Buss on the left wing with 41 to play. Free throw line, Barger with it, turns, faces up. Now down the left side of the lane, pulls up a little 10-footer. Miss, got her own rebound up off the glass and in. She plays hard, that's for sure.
Yeah, she hasn't given up. She's continued to play.
She's got 12. Now Kayla Pendergast for three left wing, missed it. Rebound, Addison Peck kicks out to Addie McLaughlin. Right baseline, it goes to Lily Clark. Fakes, drives, now kicks it down to Addison Peck. Tried to reverse, came up short on a shot. Gets her own rebound and puts it up and in.
I think that should have been a travel.
Yeah, maybe.
Because you can't throw it up to yourself. Yeah. Nobody else touched that ball.
Yeah. 5 seconds play. She hit some glass. Didn't hit any rim, though.
Now, did it hit glass?
Yeah, I think it did. Barger drives in left hand, puts it up and in, and that is it. Final score, Galesburg 59, Bloomington 29. Streaks pick up their 11th win on the season. Bloomington drops to 1-11. Streaks now 11-3 after the win here this afternoon over the Bloomington Purple Raiders. 59-29 the final score. That was what? The Barger just hit that basket, right?
Yep.
Yeah, at the end. All right, Streaks win at 59-29. We'll take a timeout, come back with our postgame show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also, run down post-game stats and name our day's automatic crunch time player of the game. Streaks win at 59-29. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. And WGIL, we're on 92.7 FM, The Laser, on thelaseronline.com. Thank you.
WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on The Laser has been brought to you in part by
Hinchliffe Pearson West in Galesburg and Abingdon. Here for you and your family in your time of need. By Ford of Galesburg on West Main Street, where your purchase is backed by our promise.
By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project.
By Solvera Health in Galesburg. Bringing hospitality to healthcare.
By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty.
Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
When Searchlight, their schnauzer. The quarterlies have their SUV detailed here at Dave's Auto Body every 3 months because
we busted it.
Now, let's call it an unanticipated get-together with another car. Ooh. But Dave's Auto Body fixed everything good as new.
Better if you count our trunk.
Sorry.
And they got detail for life. You may qualify with your busted vehicle. Detail for life.
Dave's Auto Body.
Schnauzer approved.
You better call Dave's.
If you drive by and think you're seeing things, I'm here to tell you you're not. This is Kyle Kelly at Ford of Galesburg. Our lot is finally filling up again with new F-150s, Escapes, Explorers, and more. And now through the end of the year, you'll get 0% up to 66 months with FlexBuy on Escapes and Edges, and rates as low as 2.9% for 60 months or 3.9% for 72 months on all new F-150s. Stop out today and see what we've got and find out what's on the way.
With approved credit, see Ford of Galesburg for details.
One time I went over to the cities, and oh, there was that once over to Peoria.
If you never see the same eye doctor, how would they know if you had a serious or worsening condition with no recorded history?
Huh, fair point.
At Kehoe Eye Care, they can get you in for a one-time appointment, but what they're really interested in is getting to know you and your vision. They want to build a relationship with you to take care of your eyes today and for many years to come. No one takes your vision more seriously than the docs at Kehoe, so make an appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big head up on the sign so you can see it. And by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg.
Standing at the end of the driveway, surveying the cracks, you imagine how much nicer your house would look with a new concrete driveway. For any and all jobs involving concrete, consult the experts at Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next concrete project.
I've been holiday shopping at Kohl's, and I've got to admit, their deals are some of the best I've seen. I've been earning Kohl's cash every day, while saving an extra 25% on top of 50% off cute PJs and 40% off comfy slippers. Plus, I just got 30% off super soft Koolaburra by UGG bedding. With more gifts and more savings at Kohl's, the holidays just got so much cozier. Select styles. Offers end December 18th. Koolaburra by UGG coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. 59-29 is the final score as they defeat the Bloomington Purple Raiders. Streaks now 11-3 on the season. Bloomington drops to 1-11. Good win for the Streaks here this afternoon. Second continuous clock game of the day. Not quite the same as the one earlier. Bloomington was definitely a more talented team than Burlington was. and put up a fight. But streaks are just too much here in this one, and come out another good win. And we're seeing some good things from it. Number one, the thing that really stands out to me, honestly, Eric, all day today, free throws.
Yeah.
I mean, we really hit well from the line.
I don't know if it was just coming home or
– Yeah.
Just, this has been night and day from what we've seen even most of the season, let alone Thursday.
Yeah, so streaks shot – well, I had us, what, 10 for 12
That's
here
what
in
I
this
had too.
One. And
yeah.
So, yeah. And what were we earlier in the day? We were to 14 of 19?
19, yeah. That
yeah,
sounds
so,
right.
So pretty impressive day from the free throw line for the streaks. Waiting for streaks head coach Evan Massey to join us. We'll see if – I'm assuming Coach Massey will come up since – he wasn't going to do it twice today. He sent a couple of the senior girls up last time. I'm guessing he'll come up with us this time, though. So we'll wait for him to make his way up here, and we'll run down the stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time to Player of the Game coming up a little bit later on as well. So 59-29 streaks come away with the win here this afternoon. Next action will be Tuesday night. We'll take a trip to Pekin to take on the Dragons, and that'll be Tuesday night, and that's scheduled for 7 o'clock. Tip off 6:40 for the pregame on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL for that game. The boys, again, they're playing on WGIL right now at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. At halftime, they were trailing North Scott in that game 35-29. I'm sure the they're tied now. Streaks made a comeback in the fourth quarter, tied at 47 North Scott. So that win over Geneseo definitely did them some good last night. I got a little confidence, and now tied with North Scott in the fourth quarter at 47. So hopefully the boys can pull one out here this afternoon in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. Well, the girls went here 59-29. I was wrong. Coach sent up a couple of players again. All right, our post-game interviews brought to you by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. All right, which one of you is going to go first? Oh, Kiara says Alexis. All right. Now Alexis says Kira, first off, you can hold that. Go ahead. First off, congratulations on the win. A good day for you guys. I know you probably were wishing got a little more playing time earlier. You got a little more this afternoon, but you guys did a great job, though.
Yeah, Arthur. I don't know. We played hard. We had to move the ball well, and we had to stop number three, which is what we did. He only held her to 14 points, so.
Yeah, it was a good win. All around a good team win. Yeah, obviously, that individual, you had a really good game. You guys also both, we noticed both this morning and after, you guys shot as a team really well from the free throw line.
Yeah, when we played at Almond, that didn't go so good. We weren't shooting free throws very well, so hopefully we continue doing so.
All right. Well, a good win this afternoon. Congratulations on the win, Kiara.
Thank you.
All right, Alexis Edgerson joining us as well. Alexis, nice job. I did see you did. It wasn't my advice, but you did. It was your grandfather. You took the ball. You went to the basket a couple times, and you got some contact. But you had some open looks. Couldn't quite get one of the fall, but you had some open looks. But it was good to see you with that confidence to put the shot up, though. Was that your mentality? If I've got the open look, I'm going to take it.
Yes. In the second half, I got a little hesitant and stopped shooting, but. Yeah,
you can't do that. You got to have the confidence, right?
All
right. Well, it was a good win for you guys. You guys played really well all around the earlier game as well. It's got to be fun to have games like this every now and then, huh?
Yes, that's what Coach Massey just said.
Yeah, it's great to have some fun every now and then. Well, you guys get a little break in the Tuesday night non-conference game down at Pekin, and that'll be a different one we haven't seen before. And then you're looking forward to being kind of with your teammates down in Mattoon for that tournament, being away a little bit?
Yeah, I didn't get to go last year. So.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So now you get to hang out there. Well, congratulations on the win again.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Alexis. Appreciate it. Women, a few words, but that's all right. That's all right. Streaks put it here. 59-29 was the final score as they defeat the Bloomington Purple Raiders. We will take a timeout and come back and run down our final stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and thelaseronline.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg and the surrounding area's oldest and most trusted residential and commercial roofing contractor. Find them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Oh, oh, oh.
'Tis the season for the giving of the green.
I am Santa Claus.
You could win $500 with the Laser's Christmas with the Benjamins. Unlock an entry at thelaseronline.com with today's cash code word. Brought to you by Ford of Galesburg. Submit to code word BACON at thelaseronline.com and you'll be in Monday's random drawing for a chance to win $500. Each day, there'll be a different cash code word and you can enter to win once per daily code word. Each code word you enter throughout the week increases your chances at winning the cash. BACON is the code word that'll give you access to today's registration at thelaseronline.com. Christmas with the Benjamins from Ford of Galesburg and Pure Rock 92.7 FM. The Laser. Live coverage of Galesburg High School basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Streaks with the win here this afternoon over the Bloomington Purple Raiders, 59-29, the final score. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Solvera Health in Galesburg, bringing hospitality to healthcare. We will start with the scoring first off for the Streaks. They were led by Kara Kilgore's 23 points, 5 twos, 3 threes, 5 for 5 from the free throw line. Yeah. Love to see that stat. Let's see. Next up, 9 points for Juniper Schwartzman off the bench. 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 7 points for Lily Clark on a couple of twos and a three. 6 points for Soraya Boyd on 3 baskets. Capri Ferguson with 2 points on a basket. Alexis Edgerson didn't score. 4 points for Antonia Kissler, a basket and 2 for 2 from the line. 3 for Addie McLaughlin on a 3 in the first quarter. 4 points for Addison Peck on 2 baskets, 0 for 1 from the line. Streaks with the 5 3-pointers in the game, 10 for 12 from the free throw line. For Bloomington, they were led by Katie Barger with 14 points on 7 baskets. 5 for Emily May, all in the first quarter, a 3 and a 2. 3 points for Marley Davis on a 3. 2 points for Christiana Rose. She scored their first basket of the game, and that was it. Got in some foul trouble. 3 points for Carly Anderson on a 3. 2 points for Madison Embry on a basket. They didn't even attempt a free throw.
No, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember a game that we haven't had one team not attempt any. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. They had the 3 3-pointers in the game.
Well, turnover-wise, 22 turnovers for Bloomington. Streaks turned the ball over 10 times, so another good game taking care of the basketball for the Streaks. Streaks out-rebounded them 36-24, 15-9 on the offensive side of things. Streaks shot the ball fairly well, 22 of 55 from the field, 5 of 21 from downtown. Bloomington, on the other hand, was 13 of 42, 3 of 15 from downtown. So a pretty poor shooting afternoon for the Purple Raiders. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Juniper had 6 rebounds and assists and 3 blocks to go with her 9 points. Addison Peck ended up with 6 rebounds to go with her 4. 3 rebounds and steal and 6 points for Soraya Boyd. Antonia Kissler, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, 1 block, 4 points. She was all over there during the first half of that game. 1 rebound, 1 assist for Eddie McLaughlin to go with her 3 points. Alexis Edgerson had a board and 2 assists. Capri Ferguson had a rebound and 6 assists and a steal to go with her 2. Kara didn't get any rebounds in this one, but she did get 3 assists and 3 steals to go with her 24 points. Lily Clark, 4 rebounds, assist, and a steal to go with her 7.
I'll say that surprised me. She didn't play all that much either, Kiara. But, yeah, usually she still somehow sneaks in and get a rebound. But everybody else was hogging the rebound, so
right.
She couldn't.
Right.
Good game for the Streaks again here this afternoon. 59-29 was the final score. Streaks come out with a victory over the Bloomington Purple Raiders here this afternoon. All right, we'll take our final timeout and come back with our final order of business, and that'll be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That comes up next. Streaks win at 59-29. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser, and thelaseronline.com.
Solvera Health is excited to bring comprehensive primary care to Galesburg. Dr. Santiago and family nurse practitioners Nate Craig and Emily Minette are now accepting new patients. We welcome walk-ins, support urgent care needs, and accept most insurance. And we work with other local providers to coordinate referrals and specialty care. If you're looking for healthcare that's personal, easy, and convenient, request an appointment today at solverahealth.com/Galesburg.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from YEM, you have an advantage. This is Sarah YEM. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at YEM in Galesburg comes with the YEM Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When you're talking about any kind of building project, you can't just walk outside and start digging, but you can call Courtright Construction right now and get on top of their list. Site prep is one of their specialties. Trust the pros at Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
For the Bloomington Purple Raiders this afternoon, 59-29 the final score. Galesburg High boys have come back. They've taken the lead on North Scott. Less than 4 minutes to play. They were up, our last count, 55-54. So kind of back and forth in that one. So we hope the boys can come out with a victory this afternoon in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. All right, our final order of business here is to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Another really good game for the Streaks. Ended up, we didn't know early on if we were going to have a chance at a continuous clock. Didn't look like it, but the Streaks persevered and played a really good game. I mean, Kiara does her usual job and not a whole lot of playing time. Still 23 points. She was perfect.
Oh, I had
from
her for
the
24.
Line. Oh, 24. Oh, so let's see.
Did she? I had 10 points.
Oh,
10
you're right. You're right. Nope, you're right.
Okay.
Yep, 24, that's right. Yep, so, you know, did 5 for 5 from the line, hit 3 three-pointers. Yeah. You know, some other girls came in. Again, you had Lily Clark and Addison Peck come in off the bench and do some really good things again. Yeah, but this young lady, man, she had quite a day today and didn't score a lot of points, but other things, and really was kind of a spark that got us going early in the game.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior, Antonia Kistler. She finishes with 4 points. 10 rebounds. Of those 10 rebounds, 7 of them were offensive rebounds. She had 4 steals, a block, and she really was involved in everything. And, you know, when you're looking at who had the greatest impact on a win, it's not always the person that got all the
right
points. It's
right
sometimes the person that's keeping the ball alive, getting offensive rebounds, keeping possessions alive, and that's exactly what Antonia did here this afternoon.
So Antonia Kistler, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, the Streaks want to hear this afternoon. 59-29 is the final score. Again, if you're looking for the boys' game, you can catch them. At the end of that, they have a good one going against North Scott at the Iowa-Illinois shootout. That on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Thanks to, again, Brian Prescott keeping us on the air. For Eric Gibson, Tom Ayrton saying good afternoon from John Thiel Gym.
Thank you for listening to WGIL sports coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on Pure Rock, 92.7 FM, The Laser.